Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I wanted to begin by sharing my condolences with you, Jeanette's family. I am so sorry, Mark and Julie. I'm so sorry to Mark and Julie's spouses and for the death of your mother. I'm so sorry. And for your mother-in-law and to grandkids, the death of your grandmother. I am so sorry. But please know that Jeanette was a pleasure to be a pastor for. I would drive to her house and I would knock on her front door and she would come and greet me at the door and I would ask her, "How is my Yankee Doodle Dandy?" And then she would smile, like everyone knows what I'm talking about when she would grin, right? And that set me on one of my life's purposes. Every time I saw Jeanette Strelau, I was to make her grin just like that. Maybe even make her smile, maybe even show her teeth or laugh. No matter the pain that she felt that day, and no matter and despite her missing her beloved Ray. You may ask me, "Pastor, why Yankee Doodle Dandy?" But the answer is obvious, and it's found on the cover of your bulletin. Jeanette is a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Jeanette is a Yankee Doodle do or die, a real live niece of her Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. And so she was my Yankee Doodle Dandy. Jeanette is a funny woman. Her humor is very dry. Very, very dry. She is the only person whom I could ask, "How are you?" And she would look at me and say, "Adequate." As we would talk, as we grew to know one another, she became very adamant that when her time came, of all things, she would like 2 Timothy chapter 4 to be read and preached on at her funeral. And it goes like this: "The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have loved his appearing." And I don't know if I can deliver this correctly, and I pray and hope that you understand what I'm saying, that she would ask me to pick these verses, and then she would look at me earnestly and say, "But Pastor, remember, I'm not a fighter." And I don't really know what she meant by that, but she wanted me to know, my purpose is not to fight. I don't want to fight people. But I resonate with that verse. No, she did not want to or take joy in fighting people, no. But she did fight the good fight. She fought a daily struggle against pain, against personal loss of someone that she loved. And she fought a daily struggle against hurt. She fought the fight of remaining in the faith despite all of these things because she had firm conviction that she is loved by Jesus Christ. Through her loving trust in her beloved Ray, uniquely, she was led to this church. And here at this church, they receive Christ and his gifts for decades. The forgiveness of sins by words, the very body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, new life promised now, the hope of the world to come, and the resurrection on the last day, all were found here. Something unique about Jeanette is that she would twist wires. So she made jewelry, right? But if you asked her, she would twist your name in cursive into like a necklace, right? And she made one for my wife. And I'm sure many people here are wearing her jewelry. What I'm trying to say is that in this baptismal font, wherever you were baptized, Jesus Christ crafted the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit into something that you bear on your very body, his triune name, that lasts forever. It's a relationship that he begins that marks you as his little brother, his little sister, and it never stops. And that's why I continue and speak of Jeanette's baptism today. And here we have this Christ candle, which is lit during baptisms to show the light of Christ that is associated with baptism, the triune name. And so if you've ever wondered, why are Christians so obsessed with baptism? Well, the answer is it's one of the easiest and most accessible ways that Jesus can deliver the benefits of the work of his death and his resurrection to you. Simple words and a command joined to simple water, no matter what it is or where it is, delivers Christ's death and resurrection to you. His promise of salvation, his promise of deliverance, the forgiveness of your sins, they are delivered in these simple words joined to that simple water. And that makes a baptism, your baptism. In your baptism, Jesus Christ has made you a new creature. No longer are you only the son or daughter of your mom and your dad. You are now the son or daughter of God the Father. You are now Jesus's little brother, Jesus's little sister. And on September 1st, 1931, Jeanette was baptized. It may seem like a long time ago, but that baptism happened, was performed by Jesus, and it stuck. From that day on, Jeanette was inseparable from the life, the words, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Once again, he began a relationship that continues even now. From that day on, in Jeanette's new life, whatever had happened to Jesus could happen to Jeanette. Whatever Jesus said, Jeanette should now say. Jesus suffered, and he suffered the pains and shame of mockery, but of death. Jesus has been buried. Jesus has risen again, so that you, his little brother, his little sister, would not suffer those things and remain without life. Because we know that our Redeemer lives, just like Job. Jesus is risen. He lives, even now. And because he is risen from the dead and now lives, if you have received this gift, if you believe that Jesus has lived, died, and risen again for you, he has promised that on the last day, you will rise again with all who have loved him. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus never wastes his words. He never speaks in riddles. He is not only true in that he is a true man who lived in the first century and suffered under Pontius Pilate, as we spoke of today. Jesus did not merely teach true things that are sometimes helpful. Jesus says here that he himself is the truth, from which all that is true, all that is good, and all that is beautiful flows. And he is for you. He is for you. He loves you. In our reading today, he speaks of going ahead of you to prepare a place for you that's all yours in the Father's house. He does not see you as a student or a disciple or a slave or a servant. He goes to prepare a room for his little brother or his little sister in his Father's house, in your Father's house. And that means Jesus' inheritance, his glory, his wisdom, his eternal life, it's all yours. And it is joy. It is his joy to bear your burdens, to carry your crosses, to feel your pain, because he is your older brother and he loves you. If it were not so, he would have told you. So this crown of righteousness, it is for Jeanette by faith. Jesus promised it will be hers. And Christ has gone before her to prepare a room for her, the same that she did for Ray, as they both await the resurrection of all flesh, and they see one another again, as we see and behold our Savior with our own eyes, just like Jesus promised. And on that day, Jeanette, Ray, all who believe, will be raised from the dead, as Job wrote, and they will behold their Redeemer Christ in the flesh, face to face, body and soul together, to hug, to walk, to laugh, to create, to do these things together, and no longer in pain or in weakness, but in glory. Jeanette will receive this crown on the last day, like all who have kept and will keep the faith. But this fight of faith, this keeping of the faith, was not only for Jeanette. Jeanette has gone before us as an example, yes. Like Christ who has gone before us. Jeanette has gone before us, before you and me, as an example. She goes before us as an example of fighting the good fight of faith. An example for myself, an example for you. An example for all Christians who knew or know her name, who know her journey from baptism to eternity, to fight the good fight, to finish the race, to keep the faith in Christ. This promise of Jesus, of everlasting life for you by faith and for all who have loved his appearing. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen.